Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton talking to Dr. Stephen Green. How long have you been the DeKalb County School Superintendent?
Since 2015. This is going into my fifth year.
We introduced you. I feel like we birthed you. We showed you to the world.
Yes, that was my breakout right here with you.
So let's talk about this school year. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, looking forward to, we got several new schools that we're opening, a new John Lewis Elementary School. We also have a new Ronald E. McNair Middle School, so we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to getting our 100,000 babies back with us so we can take them to new heights. I'm very much looking forward to the second round of our, we call it CTAE, our Career Agricultural Technical Education part, but we had a group of firefighters just graduate last year. 24 firefighters graduated, and 16 of them were young ladies. So we are trending in the right direction in terms of breaking down some barriers around gender and kind of stereotypes around different professions. And this year we'll launch our 911 dispatch, future police officers, but they'll start in the dispatch area. So I'm excited about that. And of course, the Early Learning Center, our little babies, 3 and 4 year olds. The 3 year olds last year will become 4 year olds and a new set of 3 year olds. And that's where I go to get my excitement and get my replenishment. When I go there and then see those little babies starting to learn, starting to write, starting to read, et cetera, I get excited.
Now let's talk about the new schools. What do you tell parents and students about what the new schools bring to the community in terms of safety and things of that nature?
Yeah, all of our schools will have the top state-of-the-art technology with regard to the vestibules that basically make sure that anyone who comes into the building is kind of locked in an area there, a vestibule there, and can't get access to the rest of the building unless cleared by the appropriate staff. So cameras will be all over the place, and the live feed of those cameras to allow us to witness anything that would be inappropriate. So and then there are other little secrets that I'm not going to tell you about because we don't know that everybody knows all the things that we're doing in terms of safety and security, but rest assured that it will be a safe haven for learning.
5 years, what are you most proud of?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, our full accreditation, having that back, having our own curriculum, the Early Learning Center. We're about ready to introduce, they call them 3DE academies. Junior Achievement is a great partner with us, and we'll open two schools at Martin Luther King Junior High School and also at Ronald E. McNair High School. We'll have two new kind of school-within-school models that will be a magnet to help our young people get real live experience in the business world, doing a case study, but they'll also be getting their academics and then come out of there with a career path. So we're real excited about that.
Talking to Dr. Stephen Green, everybody, 5 years. I feel like I introduced you to everybody. And you're leaving.
Transitioning, but I'm focused right now on this year and getting our students ready for another exciting year. We got some good things to celebrate and build on, and we want to leverage that to go to a new height.
To a new height. So you've decided to move on from the superintendent's position. You're going to stay with us in town? What you going
to
do?
There'll be a time to talk about that, so we'll just transition to that. I'll come back on air and talk to you.
I look forward to talking to you again real soon, Dr. Stephen Green.
All righty.
Okay, the DeKalb County School Superintendent. And, you know, one of the questions that I asked you when we first started, I said, how do you finish this statement? Your child is in good hands with DeKalb County. Why?
Because of all the things we have done, are doing, and will continue to do to get better and create a pathway to either college, career, or military readiness.
Dr. Green, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.